This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, November 30th. God's word for you today is Secrets, Part 3. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 22, verse 22. And it says, I will give him the key to the house of David, the highest position in the royal court. When he opens doors, no one will be able to close them. When he closes doors, no one will be able to open them. When the heavens open, the first thing to expect is clear communication with heaven. The second thing to expect is angels will work for you. Genesis 28 verse 12 says, And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven, and behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Notice that the Bible specifically says ascending and descending, and it is the same in all the translations. Even the original Hebrew text reads ascending and descending. Why is it ascending and descending? Shouldn't the angels be descending and ascending? Fast forward, Jesus was making a statement about himself in John 1 verse 51, which says, And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. These instances are huge statements to you and I, that the initiative has to come from the earth. The initiative for the heavens to open, for angelic activity, for movement in the supernatural, has to come from the earth. It has to come from you. It is what you do that triggers the supernatural. Matthew 16 verse 19 says, And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. Where did it start? It starts on earth before it takes effect in the heavens. People are saying heaven should act. Meanwhile, heaven is waiting for us to initiate things. We are saying, God, please do ABC. And God says, No, you do ABC, then I will do DEF. The initiative must be with you and I. We will take the initiative today in the name of Jesus. To bind or to loose, to allow or to disallow, to permit or to prohibit, these are the different translations. Guess what? It also includes to imprison or to set free. Jesus has given you the keys. What are the keys used for? To lock and to open. Are you going to lock your heavens? Or are you going to open your heavens? The keys are in your hands. The initiative is from the earth. When the heavens open, in addition to clear communication with heaven and angels working for you, the third thing to expect when heavens open is rainfall. This seems obvious, but there is so much in it, and it is so loaded. When the heavens open, the rain of blessings will come upon you, and the blessing of the Lord makes rich and adds no sorrow to it. Check everyone in the Bible. Every single one that God blessed, none of them remained poor. Not one. Give me one reason why you should remain poor. You have no reason to remain poor. None. God's rain of blessing will rest upon you. I know some people have a problem with Christians talking about wealth. We are all about Jesus. But guess what? Jesus did not lack anything. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for open heavens over me. Thank you for clear communication with heaven, for angels working for me, and for abundant rainfall. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us, kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.